know, I think it was more just hard to lose a team. You know, you lost a lot of teammates along the way. They just keep either retiring or whatever happens, and it's tough. A close friend, obviously, and a guy we played together for a long time. So it is hard to lose it, and it's I guess that does make me the oldest guy on the team now. So it's like I said, blessed.
All right, that was Ben Roethlisberger following the win over the Texans, talking about the Steelers releasing James Harrison on Saturday to make room for Marcus Gilbert coming off of the suspension list. I'm sure everybody has been paying attention to the reports and to Twitter that James Harrison is apparently in New England visiting with the Patriots. And I just checked the Twitter machine, and ESPN was reporting that the Patriots are expected to sign him. So there is that. Coach Tomlin, of course, was asked about it today, so let's take a listen.
You know, the door is always left open for anyone that we stop doing business with that's available for business. So that's no different than any other the decisions that we've had to make over the season if someone is unemployed. And I'll leave the discussions that James and I had between he and I think that's appropriate.
All right, guys, what do you make of the move? As we've heard from Coach Tomlin last night and today, this was a business move. They needed a roster spot for Marcus Gilbert.
Well, I mean, you know, the one of the problems with kind of trying to explain this is, you know, you end up minimizing, you know, James Harrison as a football player. And, you know, I don't want to do that. I mean, he is a guy who, you know, he leaves the Steelers, if in fact he is gone, as the team's all-time leading sacker, author of maybe the most dynamic play in Super Bowl history. You know, a big part of this team during the era, you know, the early part of the Mike Tomlin era as the head coach. But, I mean, the way the Steelers want to play defense now, the way they want to use their outside linebackers now, James Harrison's skill set no longer conforms to that. Maybe it's his age is the major factor there, or maybe, you know, the things that they're asking outside linebackers to do, especially in the coverage area, weren't ever his strengths to begin with. I really don't know enough about the details of that to comment intelligently, so I really won't, but I do know that a lot of the things that the Steelers were asking T.J. Watt and continue to ask T.J. Watt, Bud Dupree, Anthony Ciccolo to do, James Harrison cannot do. And so, you know, the Steelers no longer use their outside linebackers as de facto defensive linemen who rush the passer all the time. So, you know, what we saw what Tom Brady and the Patriots offense typically did to the Steelers' defense in the recent past, and part of that was because that defensive scheme was based on fire zones. Blitzes with zone coverage behind it. And, you know, based on the emails I get, everybody in Steelers Nation understands that you can't play zone against Tom Brady. And so if you want to play man, you got to have guys who can do it, because they will, the opposing offense, specifically the Patriots, will scheme it and use formations to make you use guys in coverage who are not good in coverage. That's what happened last year up in Foxborough in the AFC Championship game, and the Steelers lost by 19 points. The Patriots scored 36. So I understand the emotional sting that goes along with, you know, James Harrison getting cut first and then signing with, you know, a team everybody loves to hate. But I don't believe that the impact on the actual football is going to be as great as the impact is on Steelers fans' emotions.
You know, I just have to add, you're largely correct in everything you said. I couldn't agree more. I mean, that's a situation about ever-evolving football and the way it's become and the nature of how things are now operated on out there. You know, the thing that's killer, and what I like best about what you said, you don't want to diminish James, because James has been too good, too great, actually, for too long. And so I think about everything from the top five. I got five James Harrison moments that are hilarious, I think. Just awesome moments. And that's how I want to remember him as. He was a great player. Whether he gets signed by the Patriots or not is of no consequence, because of the fact that I think he's always, once a Steeler, always a Steeler, and be an all-time Steeler. But the fact of the matter is, his skill set in particular, as it now exists under Keith Butler and what they need to do, is problematic. I still think you go back to the Kansas City game, and yes, I think he can still Babe Ruth it every now and then, and you have that one moment where he can be a force when you get him in a matchup with a guy who's a waistbender, who is very tall and reaches down for him. He's still very capable of doing what we just saw. But again, in the bigger overall aspect of this, his skill set does not fit in with what the Steelers are doing now.
All right, moving on, I'm sure we'll stay tuned to all the latest developments with that. Coach Tomlin asked today about the Steelers having 50 sacks and getting the consistent pressure. He talked a lot about it just coming from various places on defense. Of course, Mike Hilton last night, perfect example, 3 sacks, and that's something that he certainly has enjoyed this season.
Yeah, that corner blitz, Mike Hilton runs that beautifully. And it often looks like he's going to be in coverage, and I think it was especially effective against the Houston Texans because of the inexperience, you know, of their cornerbacks. Mike Hilton is really good at that, and when you are a Steelers defensive back and you're in the same category as Troy Polamalu in anything, you had a heck of a day. And, Mike Hilton, his 3 sacks were the first time a Steelers defensive back did that since Troy Polamalu did it against this team in that
in
building, yes, 2005, the second weekend of the season. I believe the day was September 18th. So big night for Mike Hilton, and he is good at that. And, you know, Mike Hilton is part of the new wave. Defensive backs who can play man coverage, you can send them on blitzes. These are the kinds of guys now the Steelers want, and they're back. I won't say back 7 anymore because sometimes there's more of them. But among your linebackers and your defensive backs who can either attack the backfield or play man coverage in the secondary and change it up a lot, because that's what you need to do if you want to beat the New England Patriots.
And one of the things I love best about Mike Hilton is adding to his skill set. I mean, the man bull rushed Lamar Miller. How many nickelbacks do you see with a bull rush? When you see a 5'9", 184-pound guy taking on a 5'10", 2.25-pound back and run right
great
through
great timing on that one right there, too.
Yeah, and his sense of timing. I mean, I couldn't get that down if I tried. I mean, if that was the one sole thing. If you saw me dance, you'd understand. So there's no rhythm there. But he's got timing and that ability to line that up, and I'm waiting. I'm waiting for the first Superman dive that we see. I wonder if that'll ever be part of his repertoire.
All right, and speaking of sacks, Coach Tomlin opened his press conference talking about Joe Hayden and his contributions. Quickly went to Cam Hayward. Of course, he had 2 last night among the Steelers' 7. He now has 12, still leading the team. And I know we keep saying it, but definitely a Pro Bowl snub. But just what have you seen from him, as Coach said, having a very special season look?
You know, what I see is just great growth and leadership, a guy who put himself out there, who backs it up. You know, the one thing about it is, and what I love best about Cam Hayward, he's a guy that will talk the talk, but he does it by walking the walk. And those are the type of leaders that are so very impressive. He didn't have a picture of Joe Green in his locker for no reason. There's a reason that he does, and it's what he loves to emulate. When you see him lock out on a guy like we just saw, when he just gets those ham hocks a-churning and driving the guy back with a flat back like he does, you know the man could be a one parking lot attendant and do parked cars all by himself without ever starting a car. I mean, that's how strong and powerful he is. He could push a whole lot full of cars. You watch him, and he mixes it up with a nice uppercut, gets to the outside on different pass rushes, but it's always coming down to the basic power rush where he can go through the middle of a man and keep his eye on the quarterback, and that's one of the things that John Mitchell loves about this guy. He doesn't get fancy. He doesn't swim and get punched out of his lane. You know, if he throws the uppercut, that's about as fancy as he gets, because he can get his hip under and lift the guy up, but it's about going through the man, which takes an awful lot of effort, and how you can be an inside DT in this defense and have 12 sacks and not be in the Pro Bowl is, to me, unconscionable. I have no idea how that happens.
All right, you already briefly mentioned Vance McDonald, active for last night's game, and Coach Tomlin even said early on in that game, as you were talking about that first drive they put together, a significant contribution, of course, no Antonio Brown, so I think everyone on offense felt like they needed to step up, but if Vance can stay healthy, I think that's going to help the Steelers in the playoffs.
I love his ability to run after the catch. I mean, this is a guy right there. Normally, you don't see him run out of legs like that. It was just kind of caught him by surprise, and he just was a little overexcited and ran out of grips in there. But this is a guy who can catch the ball, and he's just a tough guy. You know, we saw him running, you know, the out pattern. He can run over and around and through people, even linesmen that have got the ball, you know. And they go on, and you can see right there, boom. And I'll tell you, that dude is tough. He popped up, and I will tell you now, I saw it myself. He did not a hair was out of place on that man. He came up. He was good. I talked to him.
You know, Vance McDonald, you know, the hope slash belief when the Steelers got him was maybe, you know, he would be what they were hoping that Ladarius Green would become were he not sidelined by a series of concussions. Maybe Vance McDonald doesn't have the, you know, straight line speed that Ladarius Green does, but he's a big guy, tight end, gets down the field, can make plays in the passing game, and as Wolf mentioned, he's also a tough guy. So, you know, you can use him as an inline blocker. He's more of a dual-purpose tight end, more of a complete tight end, I think, than anyone else the Steelers have on their roster. He also, like Ladarius Green, had dealt with some injuries that limited his playing time this year so far. But if he can come back and stay healthy now moving forward, I think he can add a dimension to the Steelers' offense so that when Antonio Brown comes back, you know, you have the big tight end who can get down the field, up the seam. You have Antonio Brown, you have Martavis Bryant, you have Le'Veon Bell. I don't know of a defense on this planet that can deal with all of that.
All right, that is going to do it for Victory Tuesday, Tomlin Tuesday, a little mishmash of everything.
What's tomorrow?
Oh, tomorrow will be Ben's day.
Look at Labs trying to get you now.
He tried.
Labs is in on it.
Came through in the clutch, didn't I, buddy? Huh?
Yep. He's going to be 100% for the regular season. I'm feeling it, Labs.
Okay.
You know what? I know I'm going to get a good night's sleep tonight.
You've got to take all the reps.
I'll take all the
reps. We're not resting the starters. Right. Not on Steelers Live, okay?
No, can't do it.
Nope.
All right. Thanks so much for joining us. We appreciate it. Have a great night. We'll see you tomorrow at 4 p.m.